CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We'll begin the show this week with one from an album called Sounds of Camp, which was recorded for Folkways at a children's sleepaway camp in Hancock, Vermont in 1958. It really brings back that childhood feeling of summer freedom, so I thought it would be nice to start the show with a track that many folks can relate to and reminisce over. The liner notes for the album state, "Each summer has its expressions and its jingles." This particular summer was the summer of tough beans and rough raisins. It was also the summer of great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, here sung long after camp was over by Micah Seeger of Beacon, New York, a niece of the camp's owners.
Great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, mutilated monkey meat, dirty little birdie's feet. Great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, and me without my spoon.
Round that bay of Mexico, way
off Susiana,
Mexico is the place where I belong.
Round that bay of Mexico.
A young man in my prime.
Well, Susiana,
love those pretty girls three at a time.
From that bay of Mexico, from that bay of Mexico. Well, Susiana, Mexico is the place where I belong. From that bay of Mexico,
I saw girls, they loved me so.
Well, oh, Susiana,
'cause I don't tell them everything that I know.
Round that bay of Mexico, round that bay of Mexico. Well, oh, Susiana, Mexico is the place where I belong. Round that bay of Mexico.
I saw girls, they have no combs.
Well, oh, Susiana,
passed away
from that bay of Mexico, from that bay of Mexico. Well, Susiana, Mexico is the place where I belong, from that bay of Mexico.
This song I wrote about breakfast, I still really like it. A big group breakfast like so many others, had our eggs and we got each other. The merits of towns and good hash browns, morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups, it lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next and what do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you. And you might be nostalgic. logic about this. That's just one small part of bliss. And as you go around life's bends, hope there's always a breakfast at the end. I get through with this. I get through with this. I get through with this. Now. Oh, we're cracking up jokes, mopping up yolks, starting to feel like pretty fine folks. No need to talk much in the woozy spaces. There's understanding on our boozy faces. And you might be nostalgic about this. That's just one small part of bliss. And as you go around life's bends, hope there's always a breakfast at the end. I get through with this. I get through with this. I get through with this. Now. Oh, the table is littered with jams and creamers. The booth is tight-packed with tight-faced beamers. And all of the paths that we will take when we leave the cafe and our breakfast. And you might be nostalgic about this. That's just one small part of bliss. And as you go around life's bends, hope there's always a breakfast at the end. I get through with this. I get through with this. I get through with this. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
That was Old Man Ludica with Big Group Breakfast from his album One Night Only, recorded live at the Chester Playhouse in his hometown of Chester, Nova Scotia. Before that, the Firesiders with Bay of Mexico. That's from an album called The Songs of Camp, which was recorded for Folkways in 1958. The Firesiders were made up of Joan Lerner, who leads the song, Mary Badeau with backing vocals, Bob Stein on guitar and vocals, and Ed Badeau providing vocals and banjo. They organized the group to stimulate interest in the camp songs. We heard a related track before that, Great Green Globs, which was recorded in the same year and at the same children's sleepaway camp as the Firesiders song. We'll hear one now off the 1956 album Bound for Glory, Songs and Stories of Woody Guthrie. Guthrie was an influential folk musician who's known for his songs about the Okey migrants who traveled west during the Great Depression in search of work. Will Geer introduces this track. He was a well-known actor, musician, and activist from Indiana. The song is called Vigilante Man, and Guthrie first released the song in 1940 on his album Dust Bowl Ballads. It's about the hired thugs who chased away migrant workers in California as they tried to escape the Dust Bowl and find work during the Great Depression.
I got a few little jobs, helping a water well driller, hoeing figs, irrigating strawberries in the sandy land, laying roofs, and hustling sign jobs with a painter. I followed the oil towns and found myself as far west as Hobbs, New Mexico. I'd learned how to play guitar, a few of the easy chords, and was making saloons like a preacher changing from street corner to street corner. I hit Pampa in the panhandle of Texas and stuck there a while. Then the dust storms began blowing blacker and meaner, and the rain was getting less, and the dust more and more. I made up a little song that went, 37 was a dusty year, and I says, woman, I'm leaving here. And on one dark and dusty day, I pulled out down the road that led to California, citizens groups, deputy thugs, mean harness bulls, and vigilantes. ¶¶
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land. Well, what is a vigilante man? Tell me, what is a vigilante man? Has he got a gun and a club in his hand? Is that a vigilante man? Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and he chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I might do a little song this time. A song I did in a Broadway show called Shoulder Call Friend of Rainbow. 2.5 years on Broadway doing the same thing every night. I didn't thought I could do it, you know, till the man told me something. So he asked me to come down. And I went down for the job, you know. Soon I got out, the guy walked up to me and said, Sonny. I said, yeah, man. He said, one thing you got to do, man. I said, what is that, man? He said, you got to play the same song in the same way every night, man. I said, I can't do it, man. He said, you got to do it, man. I said, I can't do it, man. So he kept telling me over and over I had to do it, and I kept telling him I couldn't do it, you know. So he just went over and over so many times till he made me a little angry with him, you know. I got up and asked him a big question. I said, man, how much did you got to pay me for this part you want me to do? So he up and told me. I said, oh, yes, man, I can do it the same way every night. He didn't even have no title to nothing. I went out with a few hollering and hooping like y'all got hear me do right now, and they rolled it up and put it in the show. But 9 months after the show closed, me and Brian McGee recorded and called it the Hoot and the Blues. And here we go. Good God, man, do it again. Woo! something about this hooping song, what I'm doing, you know. It's about 8 or 9 hoops in this thing. Before I finish, good God Almighty, they all of them, I sound like one.
Catfish on the mound, strike three, the umpire says, batter has to go back and sit down. Catfish, $1 million man, nobody can throw the ball like Catfish can. Used to work on Mr. Finley's farm, but the old man wouldn't pay, so he packed his glove and took his arm. And one day he just ran away. $1 million. Nobody can throw the ball like Catfish can. Come up where the Yankees are, dress up in a pinstripe suit, smoke a custom-made cigar, wear an alligator boot. Happiness, $1 million. Nobody can throw the ball like Catfish can.
That was Bob Dylan with Catfish. He wrote the song for his 1976 album, Desire, but it was only first released in 1991 as part of his bootleg series of rare and unreleased recordings. It's about the American baseball player Catfish Hunter. Before that, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee with Hootin' the Blues. They were an American folk and blues duo who were very popular during the folk revival of the 1960s and performed together for nearly 40 years. That one was recorded live at the Ash Grove in Hollywood, California, in 1963. And before that, Woody Guthrie with Vigilante Man. Here's one now from Terry and Maggie Roche. They were sisters from New Jersey who dropped out of high school in the late 1960s to tour as a duo, and later formed a trio called the Roches with their sister Suzzy. After Maggie died in 2017, two fans sent Terry tapes of live recordings that the duo had made in both 1975 and 2000, which Terry and her friend Michael Tannen compiled into the album Can You See That Sun, released in 2022. Maggie wrote this song, Apostrophe to the Wind, in the 1980s.
Write the bars upon a daisy. Sing the tune and tell him my name. He won't hear you, maybe, but see what you can do. See what you can do. As you strum through trees and they hum, maybe you could whisper my thoughts. He won't hear you, maybe, but see what you can do. See what you can do. My love to shine it on him. He ain't gonna feel you, maybe, but see what you can do.
Bonnie lass, come over the burn, I'm the lad, all day your turn. Bonnie lass, come over the burn, if it the devil ails ye. Bonnie lass, come over the street, I'm the lad that feathered your gittin' than a yeast, and there and grit, if it the devil ails ye. Bonnie lass, come over the burn, I'm the lad, all day your turn. Bonnie lass, come over the burn, if it the devil ails ye. Bonnie lass, come by my side, I'm the lad that took your pride and never took ye for a bride, if it the devil ails ye. Bonnie lass, come over the burn, I'm the lad, all day your turn. Bonnie lass, come over the burn, if it the devil ails ye.
That was Enoch Kent with Bonnie Lass, Come O'er the Burn. He's a Scottish-born folk singer now based in Canada who began playing professionally in the 1950s. That one was recorded in 1962 when Kent was still living in the UK. He got the song from Scottish folk singer Jeannie Robertson. Before that, we heard Deerhoof with Blue Cash. They're a band from San Francisco that formed in 1994. That one's off their 2003 album, Apollo. And before that, Terry and Maggie Roche with Apostrophe to the Wind. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And we'll hear one now from Bill Cornett. John Cohen made this field recording of Banjo Bill in 1959 in the mountains of Kentucky. This song, Old Reuben, was a popular tune among banjo players, fiddlers, and harmonica players in the southern United States. We'll hear a related tune after this.
Been drunk. You must have been drunk when you pawned your watch and trunk to get your little baby out of jail. I pawn you my watch, I pawn you my chain, upon you my diamond gold ring. If you say so, I rail to move, I pack up my trunk and go home.
Reuben by Banjo Bill Cornett of Hindman, Kentucky.
I'm not in your town to stay, said a lady old and gray to the warden of the penitentiary. I'm not in your town to stay, and I'll soon be on my way. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Oh, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. I tried to raise my baby right. I have prayed both day and night that he wouldn't follow the footsteps of his dad. I have searched both far and wide, and I feared that he had died. But at last I found my baby here in jail. Oh, warden, at last I found my baby here in jail. It was just 5 years today when his daddy passed away. He was found beneath the snow so cold and white. 'Twas then I vowed to take
his gold watch and his chain. Then the county laid his daddy in the grave. Yes, warden, the county laid his daddy in the grave. I will pawn you his watch. I will pawn you his chain. I will pawn you my diamond wedding ring. I will wash all your clothes. I will scrub all your floors. If that will get my baby out of jail. Yes, warden, if that will get my baby out of jail. Then I heard the warden say to the lady old and gray, I'll go bring your darling baby to your side. Two iron gates swung wide apart. She held her darling to her heart. She kissed her baby boy and she died, but smiling she kissed her baby boy and then she died. I'm not in your town to stay, said a lady old and gray. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Yes, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Sumac Nusta. Duralikin. Panikita. Pagyakayan. Hinamantara. Kukananan. Ilapantak. Kamaruin Nuista. Unikita. Paramonki. Thank you.
We just heard Willie Dunn with Sumac Nusta. Dunn was a Mi'kmaq musician and film director from Montreal, known for songs like I Pity the Country and Son of the Sun. That's from the 1999 album Metallic. Before that, the Everly Brothers with I'm Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. They were a duo from Tennessee, known for their recordings of songs like Bye Bye Love and Wake Up Little Susie. They released that one in 1962. The song appears to have been written by Carl Davis and Hardy Taylor and first recorded in 1934, though it's related to the older song we heard before it, Old Reuben, performed by Bill Cornett. We'll hear one now from Danny Barker. He was a musician from New Orleans, known primarily as a rhythm guitarist for jazz musicians like Cab Calloway and Benny Carter, though he also performed blues and zydeco music. Barker also served as an assistant to the curator of the New Orleans Jazz Museum during the 1960s. He recorded this one, I'm a Cowboy, for his 1988 album, Save the Bones.
This is a song I wrote to make audition for Columbia Records in 1960, one of the years. I thought I'd cover about four or five elements of American music, that is, music styles. And this time I thought I'd jump over into country and western music and the hillbilly and Appalachian sort of thing. And I composed a song, I'm a cowboy, a poor lonesome cowboy, just lost his horse. I'm a cowboy, a poor cowboy, 'cause I ain't got no horse to ride. I'm a lost boy out in these high weeds since my pinto pony has died. I feel so sad standing on the ground. I've spent all my life in a saddle. I have lost the best pal I had. You could beat us rounding up cattle and those wild Mustang ponies. I'm a cowboy out in this prairie, 'cause I ain't got no horse to ride. I'm a lost boy, cowboy, but I know pony. Yeah, standing on the ground, 'cause I've spent all my whole life sitting upon a saddle. I have lost the best little pal I had. You couldn't beat us rounding up cattle and those wild Mustang ponies. I'm a cowboy, a poor cowboy, 'cause I ain't got no horse to ride. I'm a lost boy out in these high weeds since my
faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. You can't ask the landlord to put in the washer. He'd rather you'd move than to put in the washer. The faucets are dripping, they sound in my ears. The tap in the bathroom's been running for years. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. There's a wild streak of green in the sink in the kitchen. It comes from the rill trickling out of the plumbing. The streams from the mountains, the pools from the lea, all run from my faucet and down to the sea. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. You can't ask the landlord to put in the washer. You can't ask the landlord to mend the old stairs. He takes in the rents and he lives in Miami, where faucets don't drip and there's sun everywhere. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. The faucets are dripping, the landlord's content. With every new tenant, he raises the rent. The buildings can crumble, the tenants can cry. There's a shortage of housing, you'll live there or die. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. They're building some buildings and fine city centers. It's sure working hell with the low-income renters. They're jammed into rooms with the rat and the fly, where the faucets all drip and the floors never dry. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York.
Oscar, I do believe I've got just exactly the song for you. It's about garbage.
Wait a minute. You said garbage? That does sound like it might be my kind of song, but I hate singing, so I doubt if I'll like it.
Well, you don't have to sing on it. Actually, all you need to do is growl on it.
Well, maybe I could get into liking that.
All right, now you'll see where the growling part comes. Mr. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato. He leaves the bone and gristle, and he never eats the skin. The busboy comes and takes it, with a cough contaminates it, puts it in a can with coffee grounds and sardine tins.
I like it already.
And the truck comes by on Friday and carts it all away. And 1,000 trucks just like it are converging on the bay. Oh, garbage, 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 garbage. We're filling up the seas with garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage. What will we do when there's no place left to put all the garbage?
Garbage, 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 garbage.
Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac, winds it down the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of smaller cars, all sending gases to the stars, there to form a seething cloud that hangs for 30 days. And the sun licks down into it with an ultraviolet tongue, turns it into smog, and then it settles in our lungs. Oh, garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage.
We're filling up the skies with garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage,
garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage.
What will we do when there's nothing left to breathe but garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage?
Getting home and taking off his shoes, he settles with the evening news while the kids do homework with the TV in one ear. While Superman for the thousandth time sells talking dolls and conquers crime, dutifully they learn the date of birth of Paul Revere. And in the papers there's a piece about the mayor's middle name. He gets it read in time to watch the All-Star Bingo game. Oh,
garbage, 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 garbage.
We're filling up our minds with garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage.
What will we do when there's nothing left to read, and there's nothing left to need, and there's nothing left to watch, and there's nothing left to touch, and there's nothing left to walk upon, and nothing left to talk upon, nothing left to see, and nothing left to be but
garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage, garbage.
We just heard Pete Seeger, Oscar the Grouch, Brother Kirk, and the Sesame Street Kids with Garbage from the 1974 album Pete Seeger and Brother Kirk Visit Sesame Street. The song is by California songwriter Bill Steele, who said of it, "Most topical songs quickly become outdated. It's unfortunate that this one hasn't." Before that, Malvina Reynolds and Eric Darling with The Faucets Are Dripping. Malvina Reynolds came to folk music later in her life, when she met Pete Seeger and other folk singers when she was in her 40s. She's known particularly for writing the song Little Boxes, though she wrote and recorded a large catalog of music during her career. That one's from the 1983 album We Won't Move, Songs of the Tenants Movement. She originally recorded it for her 1960 album Another County Heard From. And before that, Danny Barker with I'm a Cowboy. We'll hear one now from Kurt Vonnegut. He was an influential American writer, known for novels including Slaughterhouse-Five, Cat's Cradle, and Jailbird. This is from a lecture he gave at Case Western Reserve University in Ohio in 2004. He also wrote an essay based on the story, which was included in his 2005 essay collection, A Man Without a Country.
Now, every lecture I've ever given has included my tribute to my Uncle Alex, my brother's kid brother, who was a graduate of Harvard and a wise man, but just an insurance salesman in Indianapolis. He was childless. But what Uncle Alex found objectionable about so many human beings is that they so seldom noticed it when they were happy. And so we would be sitting under an apple tree, for instance, on a July afternoon, drinking lemonade and, you know, talking about this and that, and it's practically buzzy like honeybees. And alcoholics would stop everything and say, wait a minute, stop. If this isn't nice, I don't know what is. And so he would do that again and again, and it was very good advice, and I've taken it up. And I hope that you will take up this habit, too, of noticing when things are really awfully nice and say, if this isn't nice, I don't know what is. Now then, I don't know, how long have I talked? I've lost track, as I'm supposed to speak for 45 minutes. Anybody know how long I've spoken? Huh? About 45? That's, what? All right, well, I'm going to ask for a show of hands now, so get set for that. And this is for everybody here. Everybody, no matter what age. How many of you have had a teacher at any point in your whole educational career, primary school, high school, college, grad school, how many of you have had a teacher who made you prouder to be alive, happier to be alive than you had previously believed possible? Would you show up your hands, please? Those of you who have. All right. Now then, would you please say the name of that teacher to someone sitting next to you? All done? If this isn't nice, I don't know what is. Music, please.
Sun is rising high, burning into the day. I will say goodbye, I'll be going away. Crush away my doubts, what tomorrow will hold. I'm feeling fine for now, going down the road to a city to sing about the trees and the wind, about the hills in the spring and the rivers that bend. The rocky deep pass and the poppies and ponies running through the grass, up and down the road. Here's your part. Do-do-do-do-do. In the dark they sit and they holler for more. White smoke in a wisp from here to the door. Their admission they pay for the stories they're told of a clear new day, only down the road. It's a heavy rain at my back, lazy matters ahead. In my book I keep track of the promises said. For my songs in a town that tomorrow will hold, I'm feeling fine for now, I'm going down the road. Here we go. Sun is rising high, burning into the day. So I will say goodbye, I'll be going away. I'll brush away my doubts, what tomorrow will hold. I'm feeling fine for now, going down the road.
feeling fine for now. Going down the road. I'm feeling fine for now. Going down the road. Do 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 do. Like an organ. Do do do.
With There But For Fortune. He was an American protest singer who grew up all over the United States, but moved to New York City in 1962 to establish himself as a folk singer in the Greenwich Village folk scene. He wrote that song in 1963 and recorded the version we heard in